Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for prayer. Right now, I decree and I declare the power and the anointing of God to take over your lives. Father God, I thank you. The Bible says that when you begin a day, command your day. Father God, right now, I command the day of every soul that is listening to me. I command that the presence of your holiness will descend down upon every listener that is listening to this audio podcast, wherever you are. I pray the blessing of God shall take you over. I pray that the presence of God shall take you over. I pray that the anointing and the peace of God shall descend down. I pray and I say, Father God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. Father, I decree the sound mind that enables every spirit of depression, every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety to flee from your people. And I proclaim and I decree life. I proclaim and I decree favor. I proclaim and I decree revelation. I proclaim and I decree revolution. I proclaim and I decree knowledge. For those of you who are listening to us, the scripture says unto us that we shall come in the presence of God giving thanks. It's very good to be optimistic in the time where you feel downtrodden, where you feel downhearted, where you feel like things are not going your way. You need to go from your feelings and your emotions, because emotions are always not realistic to what the Spirit, what God desires for us. The scripture says unto us, the thoughts I think toward you, they are good thoughts and to give you a bright future. So the bright future in your life concerning what God is doing in your life is the declaration, what I'm speaking right now, that you are beloved before God. He is your Father. And he is looking forward to bring you good thoughts, good ideas. So if you can activate these good ideas, you can hear them and allow them to overflow your ability to think, to understand. I want to remind you that every human being has three eyes. You have the two eyes that you use to see. But there is an eye which is right in the center of your forehead, which is called the third eye, the pineal gland. This is where you get dreams. This is where you see visions. This is where you hear spiritual sounds. This is where you, when you're dreaming at night, or when you're thinking, when you're meditating on things, even this is where you visualize, or this is where you read the Bible, and a revelation comes out of the Bible. So I pray for you that your third eye will begin to open. That you not only use your physical eyes to focus on the feelings, the things that are not going right, the feelings and the emotions, the senses where you emotionally attach to how you feel and the things that are not going right, that are not happening as they should. But I pray that your spiritual eye, which is your third eye, which is the pineal gland, will begin to see. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you created our pineal gland to begin to see the images, to begin to hear the sound waves, to begin to understand and to grasp. Father, I speak the grasping capacity of your people right now, the understanding to be knowledged right now, to be nourished and to be activated, to be stimulated. I speak to the dopamine of every mind that is listening to me, to conceive and perceive. I speak to the ovaries, I speak to the hormones, I speak to the insulin of every human body that is listening to me right now to be activated. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise. Today I have come to speak something that is very, very powerful. I want to remind you that King David calls his tongue a pen of a ready writer that writes visions, desires and plans and objectives, and he recites praise out loud concerning God's composition, concerning his kingdom. In the book of Psalm chapter 45 verse 1 says, my heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition. That word, I recite my composition, the word composition means objectives, ingredients. I recite my objectives concerning the will of God. You see, this is the time where we need to hear the words. And I speak into your life so that your body cells, your capacity to think and to meditate in your mind shall see the objectives of God, shall perceive the understanding of God concerning what God wants you to be and he wants you to do on the earth. And this is what he wants you to do will turn into objectives. Those objectives that you recite to yourselves, those objectives that you literally speak unto yourself and you write them down to recite them, and you line up every objective that you have written down. This is what I know God has created me to be. He has created me to be a great woman. He has created me to be a great man of God. I have a family, but each and every member of my family is seeing the will of God. He's partaking of the anointing of God. He's following the commandments of God. I am obedient to God. I am a covenant person who covenants with God. I fulfill covenant. I pray right now that right now I'm speaking the theme of the objectives and the compositions and the ingredients concerning what God has called you to do. The book of Psalm chapter 45 verse 1 says, my heart is overflowing with good theme, and I recite my composition, my objectives, my ingredients concerning my kingship. This is King David speaking. King David used to recite the word of God every morning over his life. He used to command and to recite them in an ingredients kind of formula, in an objective kinds of formula, in the composition in which this composition lines up with what he has written and added scriptures to it that lines up and complements. Hallelujah. And he begins to recite that before God and to remind God to speak to design. Remember, God created you to be a speaking human being, a speaking spirit, so that you may create, you may design, you may imbue your environment. Hallelujah. There are so many energies that are in opposition. So many frequencies and radiating forces in the earth that may come against you. These forces are the internet frequencies. People are always watching things on the internet, television and radio waves. These radio waves are flowing in our air and our brain taps into them. And when our brain taps into them, they become arguments, because most of these things are not godly. They become arguments in our mind. They become negative thoughts in our mind. But God says that you will literally speak the composition concerning God's kingdom, concerning God's will, in objectives that you have written down and you're reciting and you have lined up with scriptures. And you begin to speak to put these energies that are in opposition, to put these energies that are in argument with the will of God for your life. So I pray that the Spirit of God will bring understanding into your heart, so that what I'm saying is making sense right now. The Lord, Psalm 45 verse 1 says, I recite my composition, my objectives, my ingredients concerning the king. My tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Father God, right now I pray to over every soul that God is anointing your tongue to become a pen of a ready writer. A pen that you have made decisions to write the will of God in your heart, to write the purpose of God in your life, to write the manifestation of God for your life, to write the blessings of God in your life and begin to recite them. I want to remind you that whatever you write down, you own. Whatever you have not written down, you don't own. If you have an idea and it literally you think about it, but you have not written it down, you have not exercised it with the culture of writing, hallelujah, that thing, whatever it is, doesn't belong to you. It has entertained your mind, but you don't own it. The only way you can own something is by writing down. So when you write down the compositions, hallelujah, the algorithm of your objectives, and then your tongue begins to pray, to speak. When you speak, you're literally speaking back to God what you have written down. You're reciting that and lining it up with the scriptures of God to back up and to empower, using the scriptures and the testimonies that he did in the Bible before for our fathers, that he will also do unto you. So, Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm finishing with my scripture. And I'm declaring the power of God to be upon your life. And I repent, or we repent together. Say, Father God, if there is anything, hallelujah, that could hinder my life from flowing and being obedient to your will in my life, I ask for forgiveness. Cleanse me and wash me and purify my heart and my mindset. And let my tongue from today become a pen of a ready writer to begin to write your purpose in my life. Right now, I want you to commit yourself and say to God, I commit my tongue because today I have learned that my tongue is a pen of a ready writer. And I choose to use my tongue to speak your word in my environment, to speak your word over my family, to speak your word over my thoughts, to govern my surroundings spiritually, physically, and psychologically. With my tongue as a pen of a red writer. In the mighty name of Yehoshua, some call him Jesus Christ. We pray. Somebody say amen. Right now, I pray and I bind and I come against every darkness. We are standing on the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4 to 9. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God, by the pulling down of strongholds. Every stronghold that the enemy is using against your life, every powers of darkness that the enemy may try to use against your life, right now we pull down strongholds. Wherever they have gathered and they have built up strongholds, they have put up army and weapons of warfare to try to hinder you from achieving the goals of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that no weapon forged against you. Wherever there are strongholds of weaponry that they are using spiritually, physically, any technology that they are using, let it be on the internet, let it be in any physical manifestation. Father God, we pull down. Father God, we cast down. Father God, we condemn. And every tongue that rises up against you, the Bible says that you shall condemn, because that is your inheritance in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Right now, we condemn every powers of darkness that the enemy is using against your people. And we decree and we proclaim, Father, let your will be done over the earth as it is finished. Every pen, a red writer, every tongue that is condemning, every tongue that is speaking evil, every tongue of enmity, every tongue of evil, every tongue of desires, of not a well wisher, none of the well wishers, their tongues, their presence, their energies. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Yehoshua HaMashiach, we condemn, we render useless, casting down every argument. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 to 4. 4 to 9. Hallelujah. You shall cast down arguments, every arguing spirit, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Whatever that is trying to hinder the knowledge of God to flow, the spirit of faith to flow in your house, the spirit of faith to flow among your family members. I intercede for your culture. I intercede for Chicacho. I intercede for your tribe. I intercede for your people, your city, and your community, your society. Whatever that is trying to hinder the knowledge of God in your marketplaces, in your businesses, whatever you're doing, Father God, I proclaim right now over your business that whatever you're touching with your hands, hallelujah, that the Lord God will cast down every argument and intentions and proclaim his knowledge, proclaim his way of doing things. The word knowledge means to bring two things together or to bring different things together, and you become a scientist that mixes them together. The Bible says unto us that Adam knew Eve from the word know, or from the word know, or from the word know, to know, knew, know, knew, comes the word knowledge. And the word knowledge means the ability to understand and to carry the skills and the talent, or the skills, the capacity of doing things, where you can mix, because the word know means to come together, to join into oneness with the aim of producing something. And the Lord says that whatever that is against you to fight his knowledge, that you don't seem to achieve his knowledge, that people that you walk around with, that the people who surround you, that you find that there is a conflict against the knowledge of God in the area where you are, where you try to bring people together, where you're trying to unite components together, where you're trying to unite people's strength, ideas, and bring them together to do one product or to illustrate God's will or to fulfill God's purpose on the earth. and you find that there is strife, I pray right now that that strife, that argument, that resistance, and that response of opposition, let it be in political system, we cast it down. We cast down and we pull down. We destroy and we condemn. Hallelujah. You bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. Bringing every thought captivity. Father God, we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience. Notice the word obedience there, to obey. When you're obedient to Christ, hallelujah. You're obedient. This is where most of the time we fail in our warfare prayers. Because we pray and we seem to shout a lot. But there is lack of obedience. So I pray that you may bring your enmity. You may bring your enemies and thoughts and thinkings and desires and plans of people. Even friendships that are surrounding you. Bring them subject and captive to the obedience of Christ when you obey. And being ready to punish all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Your weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal. But they are in within the application of entering into God, entering into his seasons, entering into his times, entering into his obedience, his commandments, entering into his will, becoming a right standing Sadiq man of God and woman of God. That when you do that, all of a sudden that the obedience you're applying, the Bible says unto us that the angel Gabriel was sent to bring deliverance and to bring a certain message to Daniel. But he was hindered in the principalities of Medes and Persia. But later on, it took him almost a distance of a period of time of 21 days because he came on the very first day Daniel was fasting. But on the day Daniel was fasting and about to sacrifice, give an offering on the altar of God, this is when Michael Archangel was released. When Daniel was fulfilling obedience, Michael Archangel was released over his life and to bring the message down. He was able to fight himself. Michael Archangel is the Michael, the fighter, who fights the battles on behalf of God's people. Gabriel is the angel of the Holy Spirit. He brings messages. But the Holy Spirit needs, as a messenger, needs the power of the archangel to fight himself through the energies and the principalities, Mwengura, in the principalities in the universe and the cosmic energies, to fight through that heavenly realm to bring that message down. Every blessing that you need shall come through the obedience of God. When obedience is fulfilled, then disobedience, sometimes the disobedience is in us. Sometimes the disobedience is around us, surrounding us. It will be punished to bring, hallelujah, God's fulfillment of his purpose. Because you are obeying God, you have literally come to give an offering to God. You are honoring God in his season, in his times, and you are bringing that offering in consideration that you're saying, God, I thank you have answered my prayers. I've been praying for 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, fasting and praying, but I'm also applying my obedience by giving an offering in a ministry to support your work. As you're supporting God's work, God is also supporting your work you want to do on the earth. So may God bless you. May God keep you. May God anoint you. In our prayer here today, I say, let the will of God be done. From the Council of Ngabogas Quarter, celebrate Uganda, the land of Ham, the land of Kush. Mindset Media, Mojeto Ige, come, let's learn a place of prayer. May God continue until we meet again in our next prayer session. God bless. Bye-bye.